For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulmus. Last night, the Twins hosted the number one team in baseball and came up just short.
3-2 pitch. Here's Scott. Swung on and hit towards third base. Flagged to his left by Muncy. Up with it to first. And he throws out Brooks Lee to end the game. So the Los Angeles Dodgers, despite losing a couple of starters to injury along the way, cool off the hot Twins bats, and they win the ballgame by the final score of 2-1.
Twins radio with the final call from last night. A good game, but just not enough firepower, says Twins manager Derek Shelton.
It was a well-played game all around, defensively on both sides. I thought Zebby did a good job. He left the changeup up, you know, to maybe the greatest player of our generation, and he hit a homer, and then, you know, Freddie got a ball. But overall, I thought he did a really good job. I thought we pitched really well. We held a really powerful offense kind of at bay, and we hit some balls hard, just we couldn't find any holes.
50th win of the season already for the Dodgers. Game two of the series is tonight. Joe Ryan is out due to illness. Kendra Rojas is expected to get the start instead. It's a 6:40 first pitch from Target Center. Big news last night for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Corner, that's an air ball, but Julius Randle with the offensive rebound, and he'll flush the putback.
Scoops it up.
Up ahead, Julius Randle. He's got it. He splits two and lays it in.
Pop on the three.
Oh, Julius keeps the run going.
Oh.
With a slam inside to finish with the left hand.
Man, that was strong.
In traffic, throwing it down, Julius Randle.
Alan Horton remembering Julius Randle on the Timberwolves radio network. He's gone as part of a three-team trade. Randle and the 28th overall pick go to Brooklyn. The Wolves end up with the 33rd overall pick. First round of the NBA draft is tonight. Wolves have nothing tonight, at least going into it. They've got two picks tomorrow in the second round. Kevin Faulmus, MNN Sports.